Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sip all the nymph to play with, then latkes to eat. And while
I don't know what that means.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and now another episode of Who Hates Themselves More with Drew and Howard. It's a tight race, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
on the
goodness.
One hand, Howard's a recovering alcoholic who spends dark times. Anyway, how are you?
Can I do the intro? Jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What the Hanukkah, starring our very good friend, humble Howard Glassman, radio legend, comedian, and my favorite Jewish gentleman. Is that better? The way
no,
I said that?
No, you got to be careful nowadays, you know.
But why can't I have a favorite?
Well, would you say that if I was Chinese? Would you say he's my favorite Chinese?
No, I'd say that about Phil. Isn't he from China? No, where's Phil from?
Woodbridge.
Oh. he's
hey,
Italian?
Timmy, is my mic even on?
Yes, it is.
Whenever I'm on with him, he always turns...
Why does he have to be louder?
He always turns... There we go. Anyway, it's great to be with you, Drew, and Tim, and interns who apparently... It looks like you two are being held hostage. They just have this...
Don't let the duct tape fool
no,
you.
No, seriously, they just have this whole kind of... Stockholm Syndrome vibe going on here. They're both like, please help us, Mr. Jew. Great to be here with Zane Kaplansky. There's a legend.
I know.
Good Lord.
Hey, well, speaking of Zane Kaplansky, he happens to be on the phone all the way from, I think, British Columbia. Zane, are you over in B.C.?
I am, Tofino, British Columbia. But if he's your favorite, what am I, chopped
yeah,
liver?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Thank you, Zane.
No, smoked meat.
You know,
chop gefalte.
Zane, we've never met. He actually said to me before the break over, he said, do you know Zane? Like, we all know each other. He's such an, you know, I don't know
like
what you're doing
club.
Here, Zane. He's an anti-Semite. The only Jew we ever liked was Jesus.
He's here. He's here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Zane, I'd like to give you a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wolverine of the deli industry, Zane, who actually loves Kraft Dinner, Heather Graham from Boogie Nights, and a 60s Porsche Roadster.
All true.
Yeah.
Nice.
May I ask Zane a question when I'm allowed to?
Sorry, Humble, go ahead.
Zane, when I was a kid, my mother used to make corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it from some old Russian recipe, and she took the brisket and she put it in with a bunch of, not brine, but a lot of spices, and then she put it in the basement, and then we would eat it. It would cure somehow. What is the difference between that sort of traditional corned beef and what you guys sell at Zaplansky's, or is it similar?
It's a great question, and it's the most asked question that we get. Yes, all three, corned beef, pastrami, and smoked meat, start with beef brisket.
Right.
And all three are cured, which means that they're preserved, because in the wintertime, when they didn't have refrigeration, you needed to meet the meat to last through the winter. So the Turks invented this system of preserving meat, and it's called pastrami. Pastrama means to preserve. Corned beef is preserved brisket that's boiled.
Yeah.
Smoked meat and pastrami are both spice rubbed and roasted. And the difference is that smoked meat is roasted in a smoke oven, whereas pastrami is dry roasted.
Well, I can go home
and
now.
You know.
Because I tell you, when Drew said you were going to be on the show, I thought, you know what? I remember my mother, Luba, who was married to Lou. Here's the thing. That's how you know my mom. That's how you know my mom and dad loved each other. Because seriously, you're going to spend your life in a Lou and Luba love train. You got to. If I meet somebody named Howina, one of us is changing their names.
Howina.
Howina.
Anyway, Zane, mazel to you.
Thanks.
And I'll see you later. Thanks for having me. And I'll be at Yuck Yucks tonight at 8 o'clock and 10:30. That's all I wanted to say.
That's it. Zane, have you ever heard of Humble Howard Glassman? Have you ever heard of him?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? The man's a legend. Legend in his own lunchtime.
Thank you, sir.
He is. What are you doing, Howard?
I'm doing some fun stuff for the Facebook
Speak
Live.
Into the right side of the microphone.
All right. You know what? Every time I come here, it's like, hi, new interns. Look like they've been enslaved. You got a great guest on the phone. I loved him, and you spend the hour yelling at me. Like, I'm so tired of this.
Zane, on Zane Kaplansky's weekly radio show, Let's Eat. Let's Eat! I used to listen to it on the drive down to the studio when I started getting things ready.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm coming here early. I'm here now at 11, which is why I can't listen to it anymore. How's the show going on News Talk 1010?
Well, of course, there is a podcast on iHeartRadio.ca, so there's no excuse not to listen to it. And it's the number one show on the station on the weekend, so it's doing really, really well. And I've really been able to broaden Let's Eat into a more of a national show, because I'm broadcasting and recording from all across Canada, food stories and people, and this is one country that's packed with deliciousness, and it's just a pleasure for me to eat my way across it.
Mr. Zane, Howard Glassman here. One last thought. Now, I'm not disputing that your show is the number one show on the weekends on News Talk 1010, but the Humble and Fred show also runs evenings, the best of Humble and Fred, Saturday and Sunday evenings. I think it runs 11 and 1 or something. And I just invite everyone, if you have a chance to listen to it, or if you want to, one of the most downloaded podcasts in Canadian history, The Humble and Fred Show, available on iTunes and, at humbleandfredradio.com.
I'm a huge Humble and Fred fan.
Oh, you are not.
I am.
You are not. I dare you. I double dare you to come to our studio with some of that delicious smoked meat, man. Can I tell you a true story? May I share a story?
Please step over Zane.
Again.
I'm sorry, Zane. What did you want to say, sir?
He was about to talk about you being
say?
A legend
please,
again.
Please talk about me.
Yeah, Zane.
Invite me to the studio. I'd be happy to come in. I'll bring you a sandwich. We'll have a kibitz. It'd be a great. I'm a great guest.
You are a great guest, and I'm sorry I stepped over you, Drew. What kibitz mean is when two Jewish gentlemen speak freely from the heart in a mirthful manner,
and one is a mensch.
Both are mensch.
Oh, both are
mensch.
This
is a double mensch.
In this case, it's a both. That's right.
So I want to tell you a quick story.
Yes.
In 2016, Zane, yes. I decided I would stop drinking for a while, and it turned out to be almost 3 years. And at the same time, I thought, maybe I should try and lose a little weight. And I just, for some reason, thought maybe I'll stop eating meat for a couple months. And it lasted 14 months.
Whoa.
And then I was at a golf tournament at Oakdale, and I hadn't had any meat of any kind in 14 months. This is true. And they had a pastrami buffet.
Uh-oh.
And I went, all right. Okay, I'm back. and it was like the first time I'd eaten meat was this beautiful smoked meat that they'd made with the rye bread and the mustard. I just must have looked like a heroin addict. I was like rubbing
it all over your face.
Rubbing rye bread into my eyeballs. And
I love to ruin vegetarians and vegans.
Exactly.
That's just one of my favorite things to do, is to you watch the smell of the smoked meat as it steams, and you see them, and then, they can't resist. I love
that should be your byline. Kaplansky's Deli. ruining vegetarians since 19, whatever.
I get it.
Hey, Amy, the intern. Can you turn the live streaming Facebook thing towards Tim's sweater? We want to get a nice close-up. Or, Tim, can you just go over to the thing? That's probably easier. Have a look at that sweater. That is a Hanukkah sweater if I've ever seen one. Well done. Well done.
No problem.
So, listen, I was trying to get a you remember last time you were on the show, Howard?
No,
and
I don't.
And we played how you and Andy Kindler.
Oh, right.
We played How Jew Are You.
Who's the better Jew?
Right.
Ooh.
And I tried to get someone on there to officiate, and it was Stephen Tobolowsky. Do you remember Stephen?
Sure.
He played the guy in
Groundhog
Day.
Yeah, great.
Ned. Is that you, Ned? He says it again and again.
Am I right?
He's a character actor. He's been in a thousand things. Right now he's working. He sent me a message, and he said he's working with Sam Worthington, filming a movie in Winnipeg, which is where you're from, young man.
Well, my mom and dad are from Winnipeg, Zane, but I grew up in Moose Jaw.
best rye bread in the world.
Yeah, it's great. And Winnipeg Goldeye.
Hey.
But I didn't.
That?
It's a fish.
Oh.
What's his name again? Steven told me that. Well, Steven and I first met at, speaking of delis, mm-hmm. at what's the famous deli? Jerry's Famous Deli in
L.A.?
In L.A. Mm-hmm. Which was where Larry King goes all the time. And so we had, I keep pointing to you like you know what I'm talking about, Howard. Have you been to Jerry's Deli?
I have. I used to live in Los Angeles.
Right. So yeah. That would be your place, right?
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, because Jews only go where other Jews are. I'm telling you, Zane, if you listen back to the show, it's out of the closet now. He's a super anti-Semite. The only Jew he wants to be with is Jesus. And when I say be with, yeah. I mean in
oh,
the...
Oh, stop it. So listen, but he couldn't come, so I said, well, who should I ask? And he said, well, try Larry Miller. Now, do you know that name?
Who are these people? Larry Miller.
Larry Miller.
Larry Miller's hilarious.
Yeah, Paul Reiser, Larry Miller, and Jerry Seinfeld all started off together from Long Island, and they all sort of sound like this.
Okay,
who
listen.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
I have a few questions about Hanukkah.
But what about Larry Miller? Is he going to be on the show?
Yeah, no, he's going to be on in January. We're going to get him on in January. Yeah, sorry. It was a setup and it failed. I want to ask you guys
I
about
still
Hanukkah.
Love you, Howard. I love you.
I love you too.
So let's do a little Hanukkah. Let's do a little quiz. Do you mind?
Sure.
Do it.
Okay, here we go.
Before you do the quiz, though, Zane, I wish you could see Drew.
Why?
Because it looks like, honestly, like you're in very good shape.
But thank you,
Zane. He looks like he's been like roiding up. Are you on?
Ooh.
Seriously, are you injecting something?
Why do you think I'm so angry every show?
No, exactly.
I'm like Mad Dog from Fraser.
But that's what I mean. It's like you're.
Where's my cell phone? Oh, it's right there.
But Zane, it's a little unhealthy. Is okay. All I'm going to say. For a man who jays.
Here we go.
He's the after picture. I'm the before picture.
First person to guess the answer correctly gets a point. Ready?
Okay. How do we tell who's going to like? I'll say.
Well, one sounds like they're on the phone, and the other one sounds like they're in studio. So you just say the answer.
Which one am I?
I'll be the on the phone guy.
Okay. Right, there you go. All right. First question. For our Hanukkah trivia question here on the Drew Marshall Show. What does the word Hanukkah mean?
Festival of Lights.
I don't know. Is that it?
I have no idea.
This
I'm
is
from
why
Moose
we
Jug.
Should have had a rabbi.
So, yes, I don't know.
So yeah. I've got it written down here that it's a rededication referring to the second temple reclaimed by the Maccabees.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'll give you that one.
Sure.
I mean, I knew that.
Oh, yeah. Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah.
Okay. None of you are getting a point. Neither of you. All right, number two. How long does Hanukkah
Eight
last?
Days.
Oh, Humble came in first. So one.
Hey, Zane, too long.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, too long.
Here's why, because every Jewish family can relate to this. The first night of Hanukkah, the kids, mom and dad, you know, we all gather around and light the candles. By night three or four, most people go, oh, I forgot.
Oh, it's still Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah.
Yeah. Question number three. When is the menorah lit?
At sundown.
At night.
Yeah, humble
That's
again.
Sunset,
humble
right.
again.
Sunset. You got it. Yep.
Everything that Jews do happens at sundown.
That's why Gordon Lightfoot wrote that song.
Except when things go on sale.
Famously, Gordy is not a Jew.
No, yes. All right, question number four. Where should the menorah be placed?
In a prominent, in the window.
In the window,
You said it right again.
Yeah, Howard.
Well, do you know why, though?
Why?
Because it goes to the history of Hanukkah was because the oil, they only had enough oil to last a few days, but it lasted 8 days, which is the miracle.
Oh.
Why it's the Festival of Lights, because they were holed up fighting off some tyranny, some more people that wanted to... Oh, stop it.
Howard went to Hader.
Question number five.
More you, Drew.
Question number five. Which nation ruled over Israel at the time of Hanukkah story?
The Romans.
No.
The other guys. I don't know. Who was it?
Well, I was told it was Syria.
Okay.
I would have felt more comfortable with
and
the Romans.
Still not getting along.
All right. Yeah, I'm thinking back. I'm thinking, okay. Yeah.
Yeah? So nobody gets that one.
No,
okay,
no.
Good. No one gets that one. All right, here we go. Number six. We're almost done because there's only 10. Potato pancakes.
Latke. Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
All right, sorry,
I'm a schneid, aren't I? I haven't even got one here.
No, you're doing, but here's the thing. You're a really nice person, so you got that.
Yeah, you got that part. Potato pancakes are traditional food eaten during this holiday. What are they called in Yiddish? And the answer was latkes. Wasn't that a guy?
Do you sell latkes at... Yeah, do you sell them at Kaplansky's?
resell them by the thousands.
I bet.
In fact, at Hanukkah time, we're up to our bazorkas and latkes.
Okay, so question. Are you a salty or sweet latke guy?
I prefer sweet myself.
See,
I have a little bit of applesauce and a little bit of sour cream, but I like the applesauce.
But explain that. Well, here's the thing. Explain that to non-Jews, because latkes are sort of, they can be both savory and sweet. And
are they potato pancakes? Pancakes.
Well, they're potato pancakes. So you could, as he just described, you could put applesauce and cream, sour cream. But I've always been the salt and ketchup and savory.
Yeah, because they're potatoes.
You can make a little sandwich out of it,
right,
too. I mean, they can do anything with it.
Potatoes.
And potatoes. You know, like Jesus liked.
Yeah, now see here. All right, question number 7. During which Hebrew month is Hanukkah celebrated?
God.
Last one.
Hebrew month.
This month? This one?
Yeah. What's it called? The month?
Yeah, starts with a K.
Kaplansky?
Kaplansky.
Oh, that's C. That's C.
That's right.
Kislev.
No idea.
Kislev is the answer on the 25th day. Okay, you both sucked on that one.
I did look up the translation for Hanukkah, and it does mean consecration, dedication.
Rededication.
We're all pronouncing
that.
It.
But nobody, that's not the point of the quiz.
Exactly.
And Zane, everyone's mispronouncing it. It's not Hanukkah. That's how the Goyim say it.
Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah.
Hi.
Okay, really?
Imagine a cat, you know, coughing up a fur ball. That's how it's been.
Right. Question number 8. In the How Jew Are You quiz on the Drew Marshall Show with Humble...
I'm not very Jew, I guess.
Humble Howard, what's your last name? Glassman. And Zane Kaplansky. Number 8. What are the gifts called that children traditionally receive in remembrance of the... Whoa!
Boom.
Zane Kaplansky with a win.
Did I get one?
He
Did
got
I get
one.
Yes!
He's on the board.
Yes! Gelt.
That was a gelt for you, my friend.
Well done.
Jewish gelt.
Yeah,
it's not
no,
the same as Jewish guilt.
That's our main export.
That's right.
That's what we do.
All right, question number 9. What chant is traditionally sung during the lighting of the menorah?
The barucha,
The barucha, but there's also Mao Tzur.
Is what?
Mao Tzur.
No idea.
Well,
is it called?
All I'm reading here is that there's two words, and they both start with H.
Haftorah.
No.
No, that's the other
Full
thing.
Torah.
Full Torah. For you, half Torah. Why? Because I like you, Tim.
No Torah for you.
No Torah. Listen, it's a full Torah. I'll give you half. Listen, will you take half Torah? What is it? Wait a second. So the chant.
It's the Hanarot Hallelujah.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Never.
No one has.
No, come on. We know
come
the
on.
Question.
These are
that doesn't
stupid.
Count.
All right, this is the final one. Final one. Because listen, you guys are here to educate the Christians about the Jewish stuff.
And what are you? Why are you here, then?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm a mediator.
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 10.
Arms are enormous.
Like,
really? What are you doing?
Left to right. Oh, crap.
Left to right?
I just read the answer. What's the question? We're
left to right.
Little Jeopardy.
In what direction do you light the candle?
Oh, Howard!
Nice!
Thank you.
Wow.
Next.
Cheater.
Now you know why.
Cheater.
You're That's my funny. Favorite Jew. That is amazing. I'm so
well
impressed.
Well done. I was defeated in
no.
my Jew.
You know what? It's funny. The irony is I grew up in a pretty secular sit. Wow. I grew up in a place where there weren't very many Jews, mainly my family. And by the time I was bar mitzvahed, I was the last kid in Moose Jaw. In fact, I think I'm the last boy bar mitzvahed in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, 1973. But I've done some reading.
How did Lou and Luba get to Moose Jaw?
Because my uncle...
Apparently I am not needed in this interview.
My father's uncle, who my daughter is named after, Charlie, had a couple of little menswear stores, and he brought my dad out for the summer to work in one of them, and he stayed there for the next, until he died, so like the next 50 years.
Wow.
I love it.
Did they meet there, or did
can
they?
No,
my mother.
Back?
You will
what
in a second.
I
know this is foreign for you because it's interesting, but... But just wait, maybe you'll pick up a couple things. My mother was my father's sister's friend, and when my dad came back from World War II, he had spent some time in the States, and then my aunt introduced him to my mom. Okay, back to you, raging,
Royd
whatever,
man.
Royd
wow.
rage.
Wow.
Okay.
Zane Kaplansky, can you share with us, since so far the stories have been about Howard's life, the baking trauma that you suffered as a child?
Yes, I can. It scarred me for life. I was about 6 years old, and I was my mother had us baking for a school fundraiser, And, of course, any six-year-old loves chocolate cake, so that's what I wanted to make. But my little eyes transposed the amounts of salt and sugar in the recipe. So instead of 2 cups of sugar and a teaspoon of salt, I put in 2 cups of salt and a teaspoon of sugar.
Oy.
The cake, of course, looked perfect, and my brothers took great pride in running around our entire neighborhood. Here's a chocolate cake that Zane made. Try it. And humiliated me to all of our neighbors. Aww. To which I swore off baking ever since. And that was my childhood baking trauma.
Are you okay these days, though? Are you all right?
I me and my therapist are working through it. Mm-hmm. And I think in time I will
May
be
May I
okay,
ask Zane a question?
Please, of all.
Zane, how, I mean, I've been in Toronto for 30 years, yep. And I've known of you for a long time. What can you give us just quickly the genesis of Kaplansky's? Because it's such a name now when you talk about a certain style of deli food. Mm. You think of Kaplansky's. Mm. How did that start?
Yeah, I'd be happy. Back in
that's a much better question.
Why don't we unpack this?
Yes.
Let's unpack this. Shall we, Tim?
Okay, Zane, go.
2007, I was dying for a Schwartz's smoked meat sandwich.
Buddy.
And I had friends coming back from Montreal that summer, and I asked one after the other to bring me back a sandwich, and one after the other didn't. And I kind of got hangry. You know, I want this thing, and why can't you find it here? And I was, you know what? Why don't I just do it myself? And I went out, and I bought a smoker, and I bought a brisket, and I created a spice rub, and I learned how to cure the meat, and I made a brisket for myself in my own backyard out of my own rage at being let down by my friends and not being able to get this incredible tasting product from Montreal. And a whole brisket is a lot for one person to handle, so I brought it into work with me. I was managing a restaurant at the time, and the staff that I was managing loved it, and they asked for more. And I knew that I was onto something, and that's really how I got started. I didn't have the money to open a proper restaurant, so I opened what's regarded as Toronto's first pop-up restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which was inside the Monarch Tavern on Clinton
right.
Street. And it became a real thing. I think that being a pop-up and also reviving the tradition. Oh, I think there's also one other element to the story that's kind of cool, too. I don't know if you're aware, Howard, Andrew. I changed my last name. I was born.
That's my next Kaplan. Question. You can't go over my question. How do you see my notes?
Okay. Ask the question.
It's called listening, Drew. Have a let him finish.
My question was, are you related to Gabe Kaplan?
In fact, my middle name is Gabe, but he misspells his last name with a K.
So tell us why you changed your last name, to make it more Jewy.
More Jewy.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, in fact, my mother and my brother are both politicians, and so the name Kaplan in Toronto is more associated with politics mm-hmm. and furniture than it is with smoked meat. And my great-grandfather was Benjamin Kaplansky. He changed the name from Kaplansky to Kaplan, and I changed it back. And I thought that he may have changed the name about 100 years ago to be to appear less Jewish, to fit in better with society. I didn't need to fit in anymore. I think that Toronto as a society has evolved to a place where we celebrate diversity and the differences are what makes us interesting.
So the saying "be Yiddish, look British" is
That's
no longer a thing?
No, it's be Yiddish and look whoever you want to look. You know, the British, maybe that was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But people now, we are who we are and we celebrate who we are. And Toronto is the most diverse city in the world and it's something to be proud of.
You know, I want to just, if I may, just interject with a Schwartz's story. I moved from Los Angeles to Montreal in 1988 and I ended up living about 6 blocks east of Schwartz's, which is on Saint Laurent or Saint Lawrence, and when I discovered it, for the first 6 months I lived there, I ate smoked meat sandwiches and carnitzels like 3 times a week, and
That's
even
dangerous.
At 20, carnitzels are like a long sort of stringy
Slim Jim,
Slim
Jim,
yeah, exactly, but it's like a yeah. And I would eat, I was like 28 years old, and at that time, my girlfriend, who ended up being my wife, and now ex-wife, she said, you know, she said we were married a good long time. You know, we did the 20-year thing. That's a, you know what, that's a, thank you. Drew just took one of his giant hands and fist bumped me. But
I
tell you, I fell in love with the place. And it was one of the things, whenever I went back to Montreal over the years, it was one of the stops. And it's funny because some people were Schwartz's people and some people were Ben's people, which was another famous deli there, which ended up shutting down after. It was one of those places where you go in and every famous actor that had ever visited Montreal was on the wall. But I'll tell you, Kaplansky's, and I've had your food, is every bit as good as
as
the Schwartz's. And if you're looking for that vibe in the city, it is the only place to go.
Thank you so much.
That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Oh, my
Happy Hanukkah.
My goodness.
Okay, now back to more Drew ranting.
I want to know if Howard knows. Because I know Zane Kaplansky knows, but I want to
know if
Howard... No!
Left to right!
I want to know if you know how to make gavulta fish.
Well, first of all, it's not gavulta fish,
it's gavulta.
Okay?
Why gavulta?
Yeah.
It's gavulta fish.
Gavulta.
That's what I said, gavulta. G-A-V-I-L-T.
No, you said gavulta.
Oh, my. Anyway. Do you know how to make it?
I don't.
No. Zane Kaplansky, can you please tell us the complicated method of mushing fishes together?
It's not that complicated, actually. I did it. One of my best memories with my was with my Nana before she passed away. We made it together in her kitchen, and I still have her handwritten recipe that I follow whenever I make her gefilte fish. It's usually a combination of white fish, and whether you put some carrots in it or not, it's up to you. A little matzo meal, some eggs, and it will stink up your entire house for weeks if you make it. So,
how did that go over with your girlfriend at the time?
Actually, I made it at her house. So it did not go over very well at all.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, you know what? The relationship wasn't really working, and it was a good way to sort of spur the exit, as we say.
Yes, yes. I've not tasted it, but it sounds disgusting. It does.
No, it's delicious. It with a little horseradish.
Yeah, horseradish is. Yeah. It's hard to describe it.
Maple syrup.
Like, no, it's like a fish ball almost.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
But it's very good. It's,
okay.
Do you sell that at Kaplansky's?
We did, but not enough people were buying it.
So what about borscht? Do you sell cold borscht or hot borscht? I'm not a hot borscht guy.
So cold borscht is a summertime thing in my
Love
family.
It.
And
Love
hot
it.
Borscht is on the menu all the time.
Okay. Right.
And in my family, beet borscht is cold and cabbage borscht is hot. So we don't put beets in our hot borscht.
Attaboy.
You got an attaboy from Howard.
Well, but you know what? I've had other people come into the restaurant and say to me, you know, this isn't borscht. Because borscht is one of those kind of generic names that from village to village and family to family changes. You can have white borscht, you can have green borscht, you can have red borscht. And as I say, hot or coldy also. If you're Polish, you'll put a potato in it. If you're Russian, you'll typically not. And People are very passionate and personal about deli recipes, and it's one of the things that have always, you know, been challenging for me. Because if your bubby made it this way, you know, she made her matzo balls like golf balls. If they're sinkers, you expect that's what matzo balls.
Yeah, it's all what you grew up with in your family.
It's all what you grew up with, that's right.
And we were always just a beet borscht, and I'd never tasted cabbage borscht. So I'm sorry, Drew needs to wrap up.
No, I'm looking. No, Tim needs to say something.
Just a question. Borscht. Is it? No, I'm saying it wrong.
Borscht.
Wait, isn't that a singing band from
yes,
Europe?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I love their stuff. Is it a Jewish, a Hebrew thing, or is it like from Middle Europe and it's been adopted?
It's a Middle European thing. The Russians make it.
Yeah.
All kinds of Eastern European countries serve it.
But has it become more of a?
Nah, I don't even know, Zane. I just know its roots are in the. The shtetls of Eastern Europe.
All over Eastern Europe. I had a guy come into my restaurant once, and he said, this isn't borscht. And it's my great-grandmother's recipe. So I threw him out.
Okay, Zane. Just, let's all try and get along. Enough people hate us, Zane. Let's try and...
Get out.
All right. Get out, I said.
So we've got people commenting here. I don't know what the thing is. Do we care about anything? No, we hope some messages. Vodka latkes, anyone?
Ooh,
have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Are huge.
What?
That's hilarious.
Before we get into just one more trivia, Zane, are you okay with a couple of minutes here?
Sure, a couple
okay.
of minutes.
All right. Ooh, a couple of minutes. I heard that. All right, let's skip the...
Is there going to be any alone... you and me time?
Yeah, we're going to... Alone time?
Yeah, you and I?
Some spooning time?
Yeah, like radios, because there's always a moment at the end of the annual appearance where I get very sincere and
wish
you nothing but the best. I won't be doing that this year.
No.
But I would like to plug my Yuck Yuck show.
Let me just tell you right now, at this particular moment, tonight at Yuck Yucks in Toronto, at the 8 o'clock and 10:30 shows, this gentleman will be the MC.
And headliner Jeff Elliott, who is a room crusher. He's really, really good. Make sure you check it out. It's a great show, 8 and 10:30.
Right, and Yuck Yucks, that's in the Toronto there.
On Richmond Street.
Yeah, Richmond Street. Zane, you and I have something in common. I'm not sure Howard is part of this group.
Probably not.
You and I were homeless for a little bit.
That's true. That's true. I was living in Florida.
Yeah.
I was fired from an election campaign that I was working on. I was thrown out of the place that I was staying by the person who had hired me, and I was living in my car for about a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been homeless, Howard? Homeless Howard. That's like a children's book.
I'm sorry, am I back here? Yes. No, I haven't. I've never been homeless. I wish I had so could be part of this conversation.
It's not a lot of fun, let me tell you that much.
What's the
Marshall
show, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. Can you look at me? Keep your eyes here, because we don't want you looking at the computer screen, because that's cheating. We're going to play a little game. This is the last little game with Zane Kaplansky. It's our Hanukkah special with Humble Howard Glassman and Zane Kaplansky on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to play you some clips from recording artists who apparently have some Jewishness in them. I don't know what that means. But if the first person to tell us who the singer is wins a point, and we'll total it at the end. Are you ready, Zane?
I got it.
All right, here we go. No, don't look at the computer screen.
All right.
Okay, geez. Ready?
Eric Carmen.
Go, bring it down.
Eric Carmen.
Did you hear that, Zane?
Eric Carmen?
Yeah. Do you remember the song, All By Myself?
I thought that was, isn't that Celine Dion? No,
it's Eric Carmen.
She probably lives that life, but no.
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
Right.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. Sorry.
All right,
Howard gets a point.
Thank you.
All right, I have to write this down because Howard's insisting. All right, next. Bring it down a little bit. Tim, a little bit. Just so we can hear Zane in case he knows. Who sings this song? Are there lyrics?
It should be.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here it's coming right now.
Nope.
Here it comes.
Walk Like an Egyptian. That was the Bananarama? No.
Bangles.
Bangles.
But it's a member of the group specifically.
Yeah, the member of the group is? Tim?
Lead singer?
Yeah, we just need
Suzanne
a name.
Hoff.
Suzanne, okay. Well, we'll give a point to Zane because we're feeling a pointy. Mm-hmm. All right, next song. Here we go.
DJ Thomas.
Very close, but no.
No, it's...
I want your love.
That's too old for Zane.
No, is it Raindrops Keep Falling?
No. Who is it, Tim?
Marvin Hamlisch.
Herb Bacharach.
Oh, yeah. Bacharach.
Yeah, I love that song.
No points. Okay, next one. Here we go. Because Zane's got to go.
I got to get something that he'll know then. Oh, here we go.
Adam Sandler.
Oh. Can you make this stop? Drew's starting to dance.
With his big arms.
Zane Kaplansky, do you know who that is?
No clue.
No, neither do I.
Maroon 5.
No, we don't know.
Adam Levine.
You went too far ahead.
Okay, Adam.
Stop blaming Tim for your own shortcomings, please.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Last two songs. I think you have two songs playing there, Tim. That's a little hard.
That one. All right, here we go.
So, Zane, I just want to let you know.
Baby Marmalade?
Yeah, it's Lady Marmalade, one of the singers.
Oh, but Ziggy gets it. Ziggy's ahead. 2-1. Ziggy.
Yeah, you win, Zane.
I'm calling him Ziggy.
His name's not Ziggy.
It's Pink. That's
I know Pink.
Yeah. Pink's Jewish?
Apparently.
That's awesome.
But this is the parent. No, don't be claiming her if you don't really know.
I love it. No, I'll take her.
I'll take her. All right, here we go.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Zane's got three.
Got it. This is a two-parter, though.
Why?
Oh, Neil Diamond.
Oh, there you go.
Now it's upper. I got to call it
this
there,
is
though.
So demeaning.
Barbara and Neil.
Hey, guess what? There's some Jews. Guess the Jew song.
A little Jew in everybody. Jesus was Jewish, right?
For you guys.
Who's this?
You gotta
Who's this?
Shape up, Tim.
Who's this?
Billy Joel.
There you go. All right. All right. No, honestly, it's
he's a big Jew.
He's a big Jew.
That's really funny.
Getty Lee.
Yeah, that's Jewish. Right. Yeah, Getty. All right, don't play anymore, Tim. All right.
We had the Getty on the menu at
I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he came into the store way back
all
in the day.
Yeah. All the time.
You should have the Drew Marshall. It's just got big arms, and it's full of himself.
Yeah. It's just two slices of real white bread.
Yeah.
And a lot of turkey.
Wow.
Hey,
thank you, Zane.
Wow,
Jews are funny.
Thanks so much for having me on. And Howard, it was what a thrill to be on the show with you. Thanks
yeah, listen,
so
I'm going
to
send our producer's name is Amanda Barker, and I'm going to get your email, and we're going to have you on the show in January.
Please, I would be thrilled. Yeah. Thank you.
Zane Kaplansky, wait, how do you feel when people say Merry Christmas? You okay with that? You all right?
I love Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Zane.
I just helped put up my wife's family Christmas tree yesterday.
She's not part of the club?
No, she's a full-on non-Jewish person.
Okay.
Make her some gefilte fish. She'll love it.
Make it in the house.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, see you, Zane. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Zane, don't leave me. Don't leave me here with these Gentiles.
You'll be okay. You're in good hands.
Oh, man.
I know.
All right. Goodbye, Zane. Merry Christmas. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.